Chandra, what is Advaita Vedanta?
Advaita Vedanta. Advaita is non-dual. Vedanta means the end of the Vedas or the Upanishads. The non-dual vision of reality of life holds that the way that we take life, that normally, commonly, we look at reality, in a way where we arbitrarily, without realizing it, arbitrarily distinguish subject and object. We are the subject and the rest of the world is the object. Vedanta tries to show us through inquiry, through reasoned inquiry alone, how that's a mistaken view, a view that doesn't see the ultimate reality, the ultimate vision of reality. It takes the particular, the subject to object, the common dualistic way of looking, takes perceptions to be real, takes the particular to be, the relative particular to be absolute. So we hold that the waves of the ocean are what's real, not the ocean itself. And consequently, we attach to these waves different particulars. This is a big wave, this is a small wave, and give values to that, big is good, small is bad. And we apply it to ourself. We say that this, I am an individual filled with all sorts of complexes because I'm separated from the world, I'm separated from others. I'm not as smart as someone, I'm too old, I'm not strong enough, I'm not pretty enough. And all of these complexes are the consequence of a mistaken view of life, of reality. A more complete, a more descriptive model commonly employed in Vedanta, in Advaita, is the idea of a dream. In a dream, we see dream images. For instance, there'll be a tiger chasing us. And we run from the tiger in fear. It's a nightmare. Suddenly we wake up. We're perhaps sweating. But when we look back at the dream, we realize that what we took to be particulars and made real was actually just one consciousness, just notions in our own mind of the tiger, who is just us, of me, who is just the consciousness of the dream, and even the fear. In the dream, once we're looking at dream from awake, it's a non-dual reality with appearances. All of the particulars are merely appearances, just names and forms of this consciousness. That's a simple introduction to Advaita Vedanta.